ABP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel and Iran have been trading more strikes. Israel claims to have killed another top Iranian general, while Tehran residents have been seen leaving the capital. President Trump's urging Iran to surrender unconditionally. But AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports Iran is not backing down.
They have not yet been reduced to the level of saying, enough, enough, we give up. And it's unlikely that they will be put in that position or allow themselves to be put in that position. What they're saying is that, yes, they're happy to go back to the negotiating table with the U.S., but they won't do it until the Israelis stop. And the conundrum there is that the Israelis aren't going to stop.
Trump says the U.S. knows where Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is hiding, but doesn't want him killed for now. In Gaza, the health ministry says at least 51 Palestinians were killed and more than 200 wounded while waiting for UN and commercial trucks to enter the territory with food. Witnesses tell AP Israeli forces fired on the crowds. The six remaining group of seven leaders are trying to wrap up their summit in Canada, appearing strong. They were joined by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who told Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney Kyiv just endured another Russian barrage.
Our families had very difficult night. One of the biggest attacks from the very beginning of this war, 440 Shahids, Iranian drones, and 32 missiles.
He says Ukraine is ready for peace negotiations and an unconditional ceasefire, but adds, for this, we need pressure. Economic news, retail sales fell sharply in May, consumers pulling back after a sharp increase in spending in March to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs. Sales at stores and restaurants dropped 0.9% last month. Oil prices jumped 4% today and stocks slumped, the Dow losing nearly 300 points, or 0.7%. The S&P fell 0.8%, the Nasdaq 0.9%. This is AP News. The latest ICE arrest, a New York City official.
City controller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander arrested in immigration court by masked federal agents after locking arms with a man ICE was trying to take away.
I'm not obstructing. I'm standing right here in the hallway. I asked to see the judicial warrant.
You're arresting the
by asking the for a judicial warrant.
Lander's wife, Meg Barnett, was there and says they were swarmed by a number of federal agents.
In all likelihood, he's going to be okay. And all of the other folks in that building are risking having their families torn apart.
Lander basically dragged away and handcuffed.
You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
ICE has been at immigration courts throughout the country arresting people after a government request to dismiss their case, making them eligible for expedited removal. Outside immigration court in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.